USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border, and the president has ordered the State Department to stop foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, saying those countries should stop people from leaving and seeking asylum in the United States. More migrants are now being released by the Border Patrol. Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez says they're dropped off outside a shelter where they're given a meal and a shower.
So far, we have been able to handle anything that's come our way, and I think we can, so long as we have, you know, adequate notice to know what's coming. Right now, they're bringing them here. We're feeding them, sheltering them, clothing them, whatever they need at the time.
Attorney General William Barr says he plans to make public in the middle of April the redacted version of the Russia probe results. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The death of a college student has stunned Columbia, South Carolina. State investigators found 21-year-old Samantha Josephson's blood in the car she was seen getting into in a bar early on Friday morning. Police Chief William Holbrook.
Collections of blood were obtained by forensic crime scene agents and were submitted to SLED DNA lab for analysis. The analysis concluded that the blood in the suspect vehicle was that of the victim.
24-year-old Nathaniel Rowland has been charged in her death. At least 4 Palestinians were reportedly killed in clashes between Israeli troops and demonstrators in the Gaza Strip. Reporter Robert Bateman.
The Israelis have sent 200 snipers at sniper positions around the fence and 3 extra brigades to the south of Israel to the area surrounding the strip. As for Hamas, it has asked people to remain peaceful, but it says if there is what it calls Israeli aggression, it will respond with equal force.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
2017 was a very deadly year for state troopers in the state of Illinois. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Illinois State Trooper Gerald Ellis was killed early Saturday as a result of a motorist driving in the wrong lane on I-94, hitting the trooper's car. It's the second death of a trooper this week after another trooper, Brooke Jones Story, was struck by a semi-trailer. Brendan Kelly is the acting director of the Illinois State Police.
The Illinois State Police do things right, and now we are getting too good at doing this.
Ellis is the 16th officer to be struck by a vehicle in 2019 and the third to be killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Farmers in the Midwest are surveying the damage from the widespread flooding and trying to remain optimistic. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Record flooding in the Midwest and Great Plains could cause at least $3 billion in damage to the region, and more than one-third of that tally is from agriculture. Dale Reef is a farmer in Iowa, and he's concerned about getting a crop in for this year.
We're still optimistic that hopefully we'll get to plant a crop this coming year and just see how it all plays out.
Reef was speaking there on Fox News and says any planting that would take place would be in about 3 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.